Chasing Big Joe at Boombas in Spring Hill today. By the way, all of our tournament updates are presented by Toyota. Fuel your adrenaline at toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places. Also brought to you by thenewcumberland.com, Twin Peaks, and Bet365. Chasing Big Joe with you. Let's bring in one of our favorites, Michelle Kennedy, the president of the Nashville Predators, president, Madam President. Michelle, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing today? I love your location. You're set up in a sports bar just as any fan should be on the second day of March Madness.
We have, seven televisions in our eyesight, so I think we are covered when the games start later today. I mean, it is, you know, one of the best days of the year, including yesterday. So, got a lot. Last night I was watching basketball and hockey, so I had everything going on in my house last night. Let's start with the big news of the week for the Nashville Predators, going to Sweden, the NHL Global Series announcement. I know you all have to be really, really excited to go international once again.
We are so excited, and it's fun to look forward to next season and talk about some fun things that are going to happen. You know, we started our season in Europe in 2022. We started in Bern with an exhibition game, which is Roman Josi's hometown, and then went to Prague, and it was just a great experience. I mean, number one, to see Roman, and at a time Nito Niederreiter was on our team, and the yeah. Swedish fans or the Swiss fans went crazy for them. And I know that we'll see the same in Stockholm for Phil Forsberg and Wilsby and England. We're really looking forward to it.
Well, and it was cool because we, you know, when the announcement came out, we got to talk to Phil after that. And, you know, I've covered him since he was 18 years old and first started at this team. That's the most excited I've seen him in a long time. Like, you could just see that pride of you know, how excited he was to know that he was going to get to play in his home country. And I think that that's what's so cool about the NHL doing these global series games.
Yeah, and it is so neat because they, you know, we see them as we should, as elite professional athletes, but they see themselves as kids from these small towns in Sweden or Switzerland or wherever it is. And so we had a meeting with that Phil was in a couple weeks ago, and he was just giddy. He was so excited about it, and it will be so much fun to see him be revered in Sweden just like we saw Roman in Switzerland.
I had a lot of fans tell me Tuesday night, you know, I'm thinking about going. I'm wondering if what all is going to be involved in that. You all are going to have tour packages with airfare, hotel, tickets, all of those things. All of that is coming down the pike, right?
Yeah, and that was one of the most special parts of the previous global series that we did. We had a fan trip that we took. We take quite a few sponsors to enjoy it with us, and those are really special, unique moments that you don't get in private settings with players and coaches. But the pre-sale will begin on Tuesday, March 25th, and then public ticket sales open on Wednesday, the 26th. The first opportunity, this is a cool thing that the NHL does. They, in order to continue to promote the game of hockey in Europe, they give local citizens the first opportunity to purchase these tickets. So there is a hockey day in Sweden coming up the 21st and 22nd. So I guess they're ahead of us. So, I mean, we're in the middle of that right now. So right now and tomorrow in Sweden, fans will be able to purchase tickets. And then over here in the U.S. next week, people will be able to purchase tickets. So it'll be a great time. I mean, it is so fun to watch European fans enjoy the game. They are rabid hockey fans. And again, we're really, really looking forward to being back over there next year.
Talking to Michelle Kennedy from the Nashville Predators on the Chasing Big Joe Show. Michelle, let's back up and talk about your basketball prowess. And actually, I got a serious question for once. What did you learn from playing basketball, from the coaches, that it's still inside of you today? What message, any kind of work ethic that you still have today because of basketball?
Yeah, I mean, I think I tell student-athlete groups that I speak to all the time that you have no idea how much this is qualifying you for every job that you're going to have in the future, because when you're a student-athlete, you have to do a lot of things that non-student-athletes don't have to do. You have to learn how to prioritize your time in a very specific way. You have to learn how to get along with a lot of people every day, all day long, and deal with you know, the wrinkles that come in relationships from time to time. You have a you have to develop a tremendous work ethic if you're going to be successful at that level. And so I think there are so many intangibles. Actually, I was just speaking to a group last week, a group of SEC student athletes who were in town, and they had all these questions about, you know, how do I prepare for this or that? And I just assured them that so much of what they're doing right now is preparing them for what comes next. It is in its own way a job, and so it's like they are living in a laboratory right now just preparing for life, and they'll be astounded throughout every stage of their career how much it helps.
Oh, that is such a great way to put it. Yeah, because playing an athlete in college, you are in a laboratory, and that's a great way to put that. Michelle, I want to hit back on last week's SEC tournament, because I think it was perfect. How long does it take before you guys get feedback or anything about how well it looks? I'm telling you, and I saw you there the Thursday night. It was great seeing you. It was clean. It was nice. It was fun. Everything was perfect, at least from a fan point. I know you guys will be critical of yourself, as most people do, but I just think it was so well done. You guys got to sit back and think, oh, yeah, this was a fun 5 days we had in Nashville.
You know what, Joe, you're right. It was awesome. First of all, compliments to the SEC. They brought the most elite group of basketball teams into Bridgestone Arena that we've ever seen in here at one time. It was an exceptional tournament from a competitive perspective. And from our perspective, you know, we got feedback throughout the week, and you're right. We're always going to raise the bar higher for ourselves, but the feedback we got was absolutely tremendous, and we felt great about the way it went. There were a number of people in our organization who just absolutely, it was a slam dunk. They did such a tremendous job. Now, there'll be some things we can tweak and continue to work on throughout as we bring it back next year and the next and the next and the next. But the SEC is a great partner. They've been tremendous to work with. And you are right that it was a great, great week, and we felt great about it. And you know what? In a season that, let's just be honest, is not what we had hoped it would be from a hockey perspective, somebody said this week, and it sort of resonated, it felt a little bit like we were enjoying the playoffs for 5 days. You know, it was a bit of a fun reprieve for us. And it leads into tremendous excitement with March Madness, 14 men's SEC teams, a bunch of women's SEC teams. Today should be a holiday in the afternoon for Nashville. We've got Lipscomb at 12:30, Vanderbilt men at 2:15, and Vanderbilt women at 4:30. So get everything you need to do out of the way by 12:30 and go out to Boom Buzz, or come down here to BetMGM Sports Lounge and just park yourself in front of a whole bunch of TVs and watch one of the best days in sports every year.
Amen.
I think you got a lot of options there, but I know, like I said, we're all going to be watching hoops, and I know you're going to be cheering on the Commodores just like I am, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Michelle, thanks so much for doing this. We're excited about the Global Series and the other things that are going to be happening here in the States at Bridgestone Arena moving forward. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you guys. Anchor down.
Anchor down. Michelle Kennedy, the president of the Nashville Predators, joining us here on the program, and always enjoy our conversations with her, and going to be fun going to Sweden with the Predators and coming up in November. So going to be really, really cool. Chad Withrow going to join us at the top of the hour. We'll get his thoughts on the Vols and other things in the NCAA tournament. We'll have more coming up next. We're live today at Boomba's down in Spring Hill. Come by and say hello. They'll be open up here in just a little bit. And speaking of Vanderbilt, you can listen to the number 10 seeded Commodores as they take on the number 7 seeded St. Mary's in the NCAA men's basketball tournament today at 2:15, pregame at 1:45 here on 102.5, 106.3, the game. You can also listen on the Game Nashville app and thegamenashville.com.